This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. Friday is upon us. The DJ V show is one of the ways that people around the world, you know this? People around the world are listening to the DJ V show, and I don't mean that facetiously. I'm not yanking your chain. I got an email yesterday from somebody in Indonesia. So, listening, I'm not sure the trending stories in Indonesia are the same as they are here. We're going to find out. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn. So, Victoria, let's get at what we have that we would consider to be on the top of everybody's mind, or most, if we were to do a survey, 65% would say this would be important to them.
Well, it's on Twitter and it's trending, so that's our focus. And Daytona Beach is trending, and the reason for that is a harrowing rescue of a roller coaster. Two people fell 34 feet when a roller coaster got derailed. The whole car was dangling off the front. 10 people in total had to be rescued from the ride, and firefighters said they were working as fast as they could to rescue the two people who were inside the dangling roller coaster car. Say that fast. And this happened last night around 8:30 p.m., and they had to get cranes and all kinds of stuff to get everybody else safely off of the roller coaster. But it was, if you look at the images, it will make you never want to go to a theme park ever again.
I don't get how these things
I'm not a roller coaster fan,
I'm
really.
Not me
but,
either. No.
When you see this, it's like, oh, man, why?
What is there about it? It's kind of like going to one of those horror movies. Why is it that you find yourself stimulated by going to see this sort of thing? At least nobody gets hurt in one of those movies, but this sort of thing is just, it isn't tantalizing. For me, I think there's something emotionally lacking in somebody that wants to do this.
Well, everyone rescued was a teenager. They were all teenagers, and they said that they honestly all thought that they were going to die. So I don't think that they're going to be hitting Six Flags anytime soon.
Yeah, and to answer your question,
crazy
I think
story.
When people get on these things, they have an anticipation of safety. Even though it gives them a rush, they think they're going to be fine. They don't assume they're going to be hanging and dangling off the side of a car.
Sure.
You know,
I just never trust. Right, but the way that the roller coaster sits on those tracks, it's very similar to like the way a train sits on those metal tracks, mm-hmm. except the train doesn't have to go upside down. So no. I never trust. I just never. And trains derail all the time, just going straight.
Yep.
So you know, it's kind of the same thing, but.
Well, so let's look into the minds of teenagers a little bit, given the theme, you know, the story behind the story here. There's a survey today suggesting that teenagers in our country are smoking, having sex and doing drugs, and drinking less milk.
So they're doing all the bad stuff, and
this
they're
is
not
done.
Drinking milk.
I actually read that story that they were doing less of the bad stuff and drinking more milk. No?
Less than one-third of high school students drink a glass of milk a day. Two decades ago, it was nearly half. So look at the numbers plunging there. The survey asked about 100 questions on a wide range of topics, smoking, drugs, diet. Researchers comparing the results to similar questionnaires that have gone back over the past 25 years or so. One of the trends that stood out was the drop in the amount of milk that is being consumed. Started falling after World War II and has gone down. As a matter of fact, in recent decades, teenagers have shifted from milk to soda, then Gatorade and other sports drinks, and now energy drinks, Monster, Red Bull, number one among teenagers. Do they have any idea who the hell
is
educating
these
kids?
This stuff is so bad for you.
How this stuff will affect you down the road? Most students were asked questions without specific brands in mind, but I think that's fairly telling. So, of course, the government jumps in and says, well, we recommend 3 cups of dairy products a day. What teenager is going to listen to any government survey or government whatever? So this is a survey, though, by the way, of 15,000 students. It's not like it was just a few around the country. So not many teenagers or as many teenagers having sex as was the case in 2015. 40% said they, 40% said that they'd had sex. That's down from 48% last time the survey was done. No recent change for smoking. 9% of teenagers say they smoke all the time. 27% were smokers as teenagers in 1991. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? 30% said they use alcohol. That's down 51% since the 1990s. So then the question of marijuana. 36% of students say that they have tried it. Overall, illegal drugs seem to be, the use of them seems to be falling. If you look at the numbers here, including for marijuana, ecstasy, heroin.
Yeah, illegal drugs may be down, but legal drugs, yeah, like stealing opioids from their parents' medicine cabinets, yep, that's up. Yep. So that's a big part of the problem.
So here's, in terms of sports or activities, have you ever had a concussion from a sport, was asked. 15% said that they had. Finding sounded high, but not far off from what's been reported by other research that's been done at the college level specifically. So there you go. That's something that is real food for thought there. If you're a parent, milk, and water and beer and there isn't as much, but it's very interesting, as you just said, Victoria. Vaping is now, when it comes to, that's not, I don't think that's a surprise either.
No.
But I am surprised at the number of energy drinks. That does surprise me, because that's pretty clear, it would seem to me. Kara, do you know many people who are your age that use these? Is there a preponderance of use of Red Bull and Monster and some of these other energy, so-called energy drinks?
Not really. I know people my age who drink coffee for caffeine, but I think the energy drinks are a thing that you use when you have a lot of homework and you have to stay up late at night to finish it.
Yeah.
Like in college, that's when
I drank energy drinks in college, and all the guys would drink Red Bull and vodka, which is gross.
Yeah, it is gross, and that's when people drink it, because they're just they're going against their natural sleep schedule to try and stay up all night to finish all the homework that they procrastinated on or just didn't have time for. I feel like once you are in a normal job and you're just working a 9-to-5 or whatever those hours are, then you don't really have any reason to drink an energy drink and try and stay up all night. Most people I know want to go to bed at 10 p.m.
Although I feel like frat parties and stuff are, who give up coffee for energy drinks. And so instead of coffee in the morning, they just pound a Monster or whatever.
Which I don't understand. Ugh. Why would you? That sounds terrible in
coffee
all kinds of ways.
Coffee so much better, too.
Go to bed, for God's sake, and get a good night's rest. All right, 15 at the hour on the DJV program. I'll be Captain Curmudgeon when it comes to that kind of stuff, for sure. Here's how Calitrin works with your sleep cycle. If you take Calitrin at bedtime and you go right to bed, within the first 90 minutes, your body goes through rejuvenation, repair, and regrowth. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair and regrowth stage, helping to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Strong muscles assist your body in burning fat and the sugar that creates the fat, resulting in the loss of weight. It's pretty interesting how this stuff has been thought through and how it works so well. Maybe you don't care about how it works as long as it does work. And it does. No drugs. We're talking about all this stuff. No stimulants. None of that stuff. This is a completely safe and very even way. It's not a medicine. It's adding collagen to your body. You need collagen. It's the most important thing in your body. When it comes to proteins, you hear the doctors say, you got to have proteins in your diet. People say that to me all the time. Take 4 of these at night before you go to bed, and the body will do the work. It's not going to be instant overnight, and you're going to lose 3 pounds. But steadily, if you're using Calitrin, you will lose the weight. I am proof of that, because that's how it's working with me. its ingredients are all natural, so it'll go right to work. You will feel nothing except better when you wake up in the morning. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. There's a special offer for DJV listeners, 10% off and a free bottle when you buy three. So you get four bottles, 10% off the three. It's pretty I just like being able to snooze and lose. You know what they sometimes you say, you snooze, you lose. In this case, that's something good. So go to toploss.com for the special 10% offer and use DJV in the box. Check it off or call 833-TOPLOSS, 833-TOPLOSS. No matter what, get on the program, lose the weight. You'll be thanking me. Make sure you use the code DJV.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for four straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. Couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 19 after the hour, this is the DJV program. All right, so you have one other trending item, Victoria, you would like to share with us.
Yes, it's about Barry Manilow, and I know you're a big fan of his. He's been hospitalized with a with a bronchial infection. He was scheduled to kick off his residency in Vegas last night, and he has a series of sold-out shows, but he had to cancel the opening weekend. He said, "I can't believe this is happening. Our new show is ready. We're all set, and we are looking forward to tonight, except now he is hospitalized. They don't know when he'll be back. The future dates, they say, hang on to your tickets if you have them, because they're going to just start rescheduling stuff. So they hope that he'll be back on June 21st.
Well, he's a very slight guy anyway. He doesn't look very healthy. I think he's 74, maybe 75, somewhere in there. And he does energetically. I've seen him a couple of times in concert. I happen to quite like his music. There's something about it that's very wholesome and kind of
fun. And he is 74, you're correct.
70, yeah. But under the circumstances, when you do it, they talk about a new show. What do you mean a new show? There's nothing. He's got all the same music. He's going to, put it in different order?
a new set and new staging and all that stuff. So
He doesn't need any. He just needs to sing. That's it. It's kind of like us. We don't need any staging. We just need to talk, right? We're here to talk at 21 past the hour on the Friday, June 15th DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria. Let's get to the television news. Let's see, last night, repeat of Law and Order. No, it was last night. No, Blue Bloods. I didn't even watch the whole thing because I'd seen it before. So that was the extent. It was a busy heyday yesterday, and I didn't get done off the tractor in the truck until about 10, so it was pretty quickly a snooze fest after that. Anybody see anything that was... It's very... Well, watching television is a snooze fest now anyway, so
yeah.
Anybody
well,
see anything?
Yeah, we've got a new binge-worthy obsession for the weekend.
Really?
It's on Netflix. It's called The Staircase, and it's a true crime story from the early 90s about a guy who was a writer who's accused of pushing his wife down the stairs. Yeah. And it's riveting. It is so, so good. If you like the true crime thing, which is so hot right now, The Staircase.
How many episodes can you get out of that?
I think it's like 7 or 8 episodes.
Really?
And Victoria, we're only halfway through.
You watched a long flight of stairs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize, Victoria, so you watched Trial and Error, which was an NBC kind of mockumentary comedy that was out last
John
year.
John Lithgow, yeah, that we loved. Yeah,
yeah, that show is based on The Staircase.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's kind of joking, but it's based on a real true crime series, which is pretty interesting. Mm. So I'm planning to check it out this weekend as well.
Good.
Cool.
All right. So that's the TV story from yesterday. Jennifer, you have the focus for today and the weekend?
Yes, because I watched nothing last night. tonight, actually, some new stuff. You know, we always lament the fact that summer's a little boring, but there are some new stuff to check out on the networks tonight. CBS has a brand new Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition. Stephanie McMahon from the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, is going to go undercover. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by a couple of episodes that, Dougie, you can catch up on their repeats, but Hawaii 5-0 at 9 and at 10 at Blue Bloods.
All right, wait, let's go back to the... Stephanie, she's going to be undercover where?
It's Undercover Boss. It's when cover to...
No, I get the
really
premise of it, but how is that... Who doesn't know her that works for the WWE?
You get disguised.
Well, they dress them up so that...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Right. They wear their Groucho Marx mustache and nobody recognizes them at all. It's like an episode of Lucy. Mm-hmm. ABC has a brand new Quantico tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new What Would You Do? That's at 9 o'clock, and a brand new 2020 at 10. So an all-new night on ABC. On NBC, if you've been missing American Ninja Warrior, now's your chance. You can catch up with that, followed by a new Dateline NBC at 10 o'clock. On Fox tonight, they just rerun The Four, which is the battle for stardom. That is their reality series, a la American Idol, a la The Voice. You can check that out at 8 o'clock. It's a rerun, but if you missed it this week, it might be worth seeing. And CW has Whose Line Is It Anyway at 8, followed by Life Sentence at 9.
All right, 26 past the hour. Music news from Adele. Memorials held across England to honor 1 year the anniversary of the fire in the Grenfell Tower. Public housing apartment. Remember that took... That was a year ago, my God. 7 years ago. Among those who marked the moment with survivors and family near the scene was Adele, who was filmed standing among the grieving and singing along with a choir, Simon Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water and Lean On Me. She participated in the moment of silence. She lives near the site of the fire. She's been an active supporter of the victims for this past year. She and her husband visited the site the day after the fire to comfort victims, as well as dropping into local fire stations to thank them, offered tea and cuddles back last year. She treated children who were impacted by the tragedy to a private screening of a film. And like a lot of people, she's continued to speak out about what she said is the meager support the victims have gotten from the government. To date, less than half the people who were left homeless by the fire had been moved into permanent housing. Sounds like we're talking about Puerto Rico, but this is England. In fact, with the same kind of stuff going there. This fire ripped through this 24-story apartment building. You can see it still, because they haven't finished. I'm not sure they've torn it down yet. But it was an incredible reality, and something you hope never gets repeated to anybody or near you anyplace. Good news, at least as far as Adele helping people out, which she's pretty good at. 28 past the hour.
Sentenced. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Our egos want to convince us that in a universe of ineffable proportions, that the things we think and believe are correct. Our egos want to convince us that we're right in disagreements with our loved ones. In fact, our egos hold such a powerful grip on us and how we see the world that in some ways it feels like we've been sentenced to be puppets to our egos. And like inmates in actual jails, sitting in the prison of our egos can, once we realize it, motivate us to want to break free. And though we are, in a sense, facing the back wall of our egoic prison cell, the good news, the great news is, if we can muster up the strength to turn around, we can find that the door is locked from the inside and the key is in our hand. Or more accurately, the key is in our mind. We alone have the ability to free ourselves from the prison of our egos. Still, there are guides along the way that can help our course. One such guide can be found at drchristianconti.com.
This weekend at Kohl's, give Dad the perfect gift and get Kohl's Cash. Give him an anti-gravity chair, just $49.99, or Google Home, $99.99, and get Kohl's Cash. Give him the Fitbit Ionic smartwatch for $249.99, and you'll get $50 Kohl's Cash. Plus, shop other great gifts store-wide and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid June 14th through 17th with promo code DADEVENT. Some excluding supply. See store or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An announcement expected later today from the White House that President Trump's approving $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese exports. CNN reporting that Trump gave the green light yesterday after a meeting with his Treasury Secretary, Commerce Chief, and U.S. Trade Representative. Earlier this week, during talks in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said,
Our deficit with China is still too high. I stress how important it is for President Trump to rectify that situation so that trade becomes more balanced.
China's already announced it will retaliate by putting $50 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. products, from cars to planes to soybeans. Six people hospitalized after a roller coaster car derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida yesterday. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now, here we are at 34 after the hour on today's DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Happy to have Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington as we are halfway through, Jennifer, the month of June. Already the Ides of June upon us today. It's also Global Wind Day, a worldwide event every year, June 15th, 80 countries around the world. Wind farms were... I realize this is becoming quite the thing, generating energy with wind, and there are 80 countries that have some sort of wind farm, renewable source of energy like the sun. It's very cool. Wind Day is coordinated action between Global Wind Energy Council and Wind Europe and the National Association to introduce the general public to breaking wind. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, Global Wind Day. Got it? We're also...
Don't break the wind, Dougie.
Yeah. Okay. In about 10 or 12 minutes, we're going to give away the final one of these trimmer edger mini mowers and the portable power cleaner. So you have a few minutes still to register if you would like to at djvshow.com, because we'll pick the fourth winner. So far, Janet Christman, Mike Collins, and Brenda Clement have won these prize packages. So we'll give these two things to you if your name is selected at random in the next few minutes. What you do is you go to djvshow.com. There's a contest form there that you can fill out. Make sure you indicate it's for the Works giveaway, Works at WORX. And then we'll get it quickly, look through all of them, sift through them. And there's a rabbit and a hat someplace involved in this. Father's Day is Sunday, so you want something to give your dad or your husband. This could be it. Maybe you just want to give it to yourself. Men and women, I think, equal proportion have signed up for this. So the address is for the Father's Day giveaway is djvshow.com. All right, let's get to some people in the news. I'm trying to figure out the story here with regard to Bill Cosby and his prison sentence, how long he'll be in jail. There have been a lot of people speculating about his health and his life. He is blind, I believe. Is he not, or getting pretty close
almost
to it?
Almost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, there's the usual. This is one of those things that CNN had had a food fest on for a long time. At this point in time, somebody said they were worried about him fleeing the country. What? Yeah. Why?
He's he has.
He's at home now.
Monitor. Yeah, he's got an ankle monitor on, and he's home. The story, though, that's been coming out over the last 6 to 12 hours is that he fired his whole legal team before his sentencing hearing, which will happen in September. Tom Mazzaro was his lawyer, who famously defended Michael Jackson and got him. He was cleared of all charges of child endangerment and child abuse and sexual abuse of a minor back in whatever it was in the 90s, the late 90s, I think. So Tom Mazzaro is no slouch when it comes to being a high-powered lawyer. But Bill Cosby decided that he needed to go. He was replaced by Joe Green, according to the spokespeople around Bill Cosby. So he's kind of dumped his old legal team and brought in the new one just in time for sentencing. I don't know how that helps him, because there is a very real possibility that Bill Cosby could appeal because of a decision that the judge made, which allowed him to sort of incriminate himself, because there was a bit what are those things called? Gosh, I'm losing the word. When you testify, but you're not testifying in court.
Deposition.
Thank you. Oh, gosh, it's driving me nuts. My brain blanked out on that. But the judge allowed Cosby's deposition to be used, in which he said he would lure these women in with quaaludes. And so he basically incriminated himself through testimony that he gave years ago in that deposition. Mm-hmm. And so there was a chance for an appeal. And I'm surprised that if Tom Mazzaro was the guy to do that, that he would bring in somebody brand new, but maybe he lost it.
He could get 30 years, which, of course, would mean that's the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems is his wife, who apparently has been smirking is that her attitude toward all of this is pretty questionable. She's apparently, I don't know anything about her. I don't know much about her at all, frankly, but she doesn't seem to have helped him much.
Can you blame her, though? This is a tough thing. She went to court once when he was in trial, and that was when I think the defense gave their closing remarks. But that's got to be incredibly difficult for a wife, whether they had an arrangement or not, or she knew this was going on or not. It's still a really weird situation.
He's gotten a trained peer support specialist who will guide him as he transitioned once he goes to prison, according to what has happened to other celebrities in circumstances like this. They get status, like O.J. O.J. was in really what amounted to a pretty minimum security prison. And there are people that probably would be assigned to him, because he's blind, to escort him throughout his daily routine. So he'll just be incarcerated. And I guess at this point in time, what difference is it, just a symbol? Because under the circumstances, what's to be gained by putting him in jail? Is it just symbolism? Because I don't see anything else.
Well, it's just
if
the
you
law.
Believe in symbolism, then okay. But other than that, what good does it do to put him in jail? Really?
Well, closure you think for his go? Victims.
Okay, well, I didn't say he shouldn't go to jail. I just wonder what you think the benefit is of putting Bill Cosby in jail.
I kind of agree with what Jen said, that it's the law, so we could have that discussion about
just
anyone.
Just because he's old? Like, are you saying just because based on how old he is, he shouldn't go to jail? Is that what you mean?
I think that what he's not going to be sent to the chain gang. He's not going to go out and pick up garbage along the edge of the road. He's probably not going to go to the weight room and build up his muscles. So
right, but he may run the library. I mean, there are other things to
do
blind. In prison.
How's he run the library? He's blind.
I don't know. You broke the law. You broke the law. If you're blind, you're blind. I don't. You know. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad.
Why?
Thing.
We can't cherry pick like which people that you get to stay at home.
But we do because look at the judge in California and what he did. That's the point. The jurisprudence system is not even handed.
No, it's a mess. But still, making an exception for Bill Cosby because he's old and blind, that doesn't help.
Yeah, I mean, I think his power's been taken away. Clearly, he's not able to prey on women anymore. He's locked into his home. He's had a huge, significant financial impact. His shows have been taken away. People know who he is. But still, the law is the law, and anyone else, you or me, would be put in the slammer for what he did or what he was convicted of. So,
All right, so speaking of being put in the slammer, I'm trying to figure out what came out of this FBI Clinton email probe. I read one thing and it suggests one thing, and then there's like, this is a 500-page report.
Yeah, no, there's a lot to come out of it, and it is piece by piece, and typically people want to consume it politically, but if you just look at what it's suggesting, the 500 pages of documents, I guess we could start with James Comey, who's a former FBI director. It said he acted in an insubordinate way. It said that he did not follow protocol when it came to his handling of the Hillary Clinton email case. But what they did say is that he didn't act with a political bias. Now, I find that hard to believe because he himself testified and said, look, the reason I felt that I had to do all of these things is because Loretta Lynch had this meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac and it didn't look good. And so I figured I needed to do something to offset that. So it's hard to, I guess, prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that what you're doing is political, but it seems hard to rule it out when it comes to how he acted. Clearly it proved that there is one set of rules for a political class, and there is another set of rules for you and for me, because they scrambled all over themselves at the Department of Justice and FBI to handle this and didn't use FBI guidelines to do it. Andrew McCabe, who is the deputy director at the FBI, could be facing legal trouble for his role in leaking information. He's accused of criminal doings. So he is going to be looking at probably some charges that will be slapped onto him.
What I get out of this? Okay. So we've got all this.
Probably the biggest thing, though, is these text messages from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Peter Strzok was the head investigator in Hillary's email case. He was also one of the top investigators in the Russia collusion case. And he was in a romantic relationship with Lisa Page, who's an attorney for the FBI. She said, Trump isn't really going to be president, is he? And he responded, no, we'll stop him. That was just one of the text messages back and forth between these two, talking about a backup plan, saying that President Obama knew exactly what was happening and that they would stop Trump as not only a candidate, but then it evolved into president. He was removed from Mueller's team. But again, this is where the FBI just loses its reputation because of bias at the highest levels. And that's not fair to the rank and file members of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other thing, too, is if Comey was really trying to help Hillary, talk about a friend, you know, with friends like those, he was a disaster. He certainly did not help Hillary in any way
in
terms of
bias. Doesn't mean he necessarily needed to help. I don't know that he was trying to help anything. I think the idea is he was acting politically when he was handling his investigation because protocol wasn't filed. So whether he was trying to help anyone, I don't even know if that was the case. I think maybe he was trying to help himself more than any of the other two candidates.
Well, I think it's pretty clear he was just a big boob, and also he used his own Gmail account. What's hello, all the emails? Like, that's the craziest part of all. He's saying that Hillary was so irresponsible using a private mail server. He was using Gmail, which is not as secure as a private server, and he's using Gmail to do official FBI business. Like, it's crazy.
He's a boob.
It's crazy.
He is. That's what this shows. This is like, well, you never get anything out of these government investigations that's really the truth. You get innuendo and suspicion, and the government's too big, which is what this shows more than anything else, and out of control. You can't keep people under the thumb of reasonable authority. It's just, it's crap. Ugh, it's just sickening. 44 or 5, somewhere in there, past the hour. Let's, before we get the winner of our next and the last person getting these Father's Day gifts, let's think about how you are going to rest this weekend. There is a study out from the Journal of Sleep Research suggesting that if you sleep, try to get caught up when you sleep this weekend, that'll be okay. It'll help you live longer. The study doesn't say, but I'm going to say it, you'll sleep better if you're using MyPillow. This is a guaranteed product. This is the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. You don't feel that way after you've used it for 60 days. You get your money back, according to Mike Lindell, who runs and was the person behind, actually, he came up with the invention, putting the premium fill into this fabulous pillow. They have also many other things that are great finds when you go to MyPillow.com. So treat yourself to the best night's rest possible. Go to MyPillow.com, get the best mattress, get the best mattress covers, the best sheets, all kinds of things. If you don't get enough rest during the week, take advantage. Get a good night's rest or a couple of them over the weekend, and make sure you're not restless when you're sleeping. Enjoy yourself and the comfort you get with MyPillow. Get the two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for 50% off. That sets the stage. Discounts on everything else when you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
The Geek Out.
The bang for the buck security camera Wyze has released its newest model. The new Wyze Cam Pan arrives with the ability to rotate its view 360 degrees horizontally and tilt the view vertically. The model retains its original features of full HD resolution, motion and sound detection, integrated speaker, night vision, and includes live streaming and storage. But the ability to remotely pan and scan and do motion tracking make it an even better option as a low-cost security device. The new Wyze Cam Pan is only $30, and the original is still just $20. Now, Wyze isn't perfect, and they have limitations, but they remain a huge value. Both can be bought at WyzeCam.com or on Amazon.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to the congratulatory tone of another winner. Dave Moss, listening to us in Sheridan, Wyoming, joins Brenda Clement in Hickory, Mike Collins in Tucson, and Janet Christman in Sacramento, winning those two fabulous prizes for Father's Day, the Edger Mini Mower and the Portable Power Cleaner. You registered at DJVShow.com. Thank you for that, and you'll be thanking us when you get these things. I don't know you'll get them. No, I don't think you'll get them in time for Father's Day because this weekend, but you'll get them soon. Dave, congratulations. Thanks for being a listener. Thanks for being attentive to the suggestion. We had hundreds of people who wanted to win, and so the fact that these four did is a good thing. Thank you. It's very nice to have and by the way, when you register for stuff like this, send us a comment. Help yourself to things. Give us a little info. You can use it kind of like a Facebook connection. DJVShow.com is where you hear all of the podcasts as well of our show. DJVShow.com. 10 before the hour.
This
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the big issues, the big news this week from technology as to how it impacts you. Victoria Keelan here to do the honors, starting at number 5 and going to number 1. Good news for, I guess this is for Amazon itself, not necessarily for the people that work there. Would you agree, Victoria?
Yeah, it's good news for Amazon, Starbucks, and other large companies that are based in Seattle. Just a month after the city of Seattle passed what was considered to be a controversial corporate head tax aimed at Amazon and other large businesses that they would have used that money to fund homeless programs, the city council, in a surprising move, actually rescinded the plan after Amazon and Starbucks and other firms got together and said that it was just completely unfair that they would have to pay a $275 tax per employee, and that's from any company that makes $20 million a year or more. And so that there are a bunch of companies out there that fit that bill, and so the city was trying to kind of pass that tax on to the companies. It wouldn't affect any of the taxpayers. It's one of the reasons why they did it. They said that it was kind of their workaround. That's how stadiums often get built. they have a tax on something that doesn't actually hit the consumer and the individual taxpayer, but in this case, Amazon and all the other companies just fought back and said that was just too much. So we'll see. But Seattle is still dealing with a bad homelessness problem. It's up another 4% just this year alone.
That's not Amazon's fault. That's not Amazon's fault.
No, but Seattle has to figure something out. Let them figure it out
out of the taxes that are already collected. What are they? This is outrageous. This is more of a way to get into people's pockets than anything else. It's the same old stuff, the same old thinking. And that's just the point. It's old thinking. Fix the problem. Don't just keep grabbing people's money.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So number four on our way to number one this week on the countdown of the hot things from technology, Victoria.
Microsoft is in the news this week. They are rolling out some new changes to their Office 365 program, which actually serves 800 million people around the world use Microsoft Office. And so they've got some new bells and whistles. They have a new the new version of it. It has been streamlined. It's going to be easier to use. It's got different colors now and different icons. There's more contrast when you look at it. It actually, overall, it looks a lot better, and it's easier to work with. Microsoft Outlook, which of course runs most people's email systems at work, they also are going to get a few little tweaks in there, making things easier to search. So it will populate the search bar for you based on things that you're already working on. So it will make your, if you're looking for a contact or looking for an old email, it will use AI to help get you your search results a lot faster. So it's a new algorithm in there, which is great.
Number three, look out if you are doing your DNA testing.
You have to be really careful where you send your DNA to, everyone. And MyHeritage.com is not a site that you want to send your DNA to. It's, of course, the cheapest one. It's $59, whereas 23andMe could be a couple hundred. So you get what you pay for. They were hacked this week, and where they announced that they had been hacked. Anyone who used the service, MyHeritage.com, before October 26th of last year, you have been affected. There's a data breach, and your email addresses and they say medical histories and things like that were not affected. I do not believe that. So if you have any of your stuff on that site, you may want to consider yanking your account. And if you do want to keep your account, make sure you change your password immediately.
This week saw the end of net neutrality officially. That's number two.
Yes, net neutrality is officially gone, and so the FCC, this is the repeal of the rules that were put in place under the Obama administration to essentially force internet service providers to not prioritize. So small businesses get the same treatment as Amazon and large businesses do. All of that's gone now, and 29 states have introduced bills that keep certain components of the net neutrality rules alive. However, of those 29 states, 12 of them have already failed to pass their proposed bills. There are a lot more pending. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have successfully passed net neutrality legislation, and governors from Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, and Montana, Rhode Island, and Vermont are actually working on doing that. So if you want to have net neutrality, they all say contact your local representatives and make your voice heard.
Number one is something that most people are not going to find a benefit other than the stockholders for AT&T and Time Warner. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this was the big news. This has been coming very, very, this news has been in the headlines for a long time now. It's the federal judge ruled this week that AT&T can move forward. They have finalized the deal. They have acquired Time Warner for $85 billion. So that will affect prices going down the road for sure.
Yep. All right, so there you have it in a wrap. The overview of the big technology stories every week, courtesy of the DJB program and Victoria Keelan.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.